From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. On the same day in January that Iran released four American hostages, the United States airlifted $400 million in foreign currencies to the country. The U.S. government says the money was sent to settle a decades-old dispute over a canceled arms agreement and denies suggestions that the exchange amounted to a ransom payment. The cash transfer and the release of the hostages came at the same time as Iran's agreement with six world powers to restrain its development of nuclear weapons, along with the lifting of sanctions against Iran. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump has declined to support the re-election campaign of House Speaker Paul Ryan, but Trump's running mate Mike Pence Wednesday enthusiastically endorsed Ryan. Trump has angered his party's leadership by refusing to endorse Ryan or Senator John McCain in their party primary campaigns, even though both men have extended support to him. Pence told Fox News that Trump strongly encouraged him to endorse Ryan, but American media are calling it an unusual split between candidates at the top of a party ticket. Afghan security forces say they have captured the Islamic State group's regional headquarters in Afghanistan's Nangarhar province. Authorities say IS militants had been using the Wayat-e-Khorasan base for the recruitment and training of fighters. South Africans voted Wednesday in local elections. The results of the vote, expected within a week, could shake up the ruling African National Congress Party. The ANC has dominated national politics since 1994, but under Jacob Zuma, the current president, the party's reputation has been tarnished by corruption scandals, unemployment in the country, and lingering economic inequality. This is VOA News.